We start this hour with what will likely be the country's most restrictive abortion ban. The Alabama Senate passed a bill making it a felony for doctors to perform abortions, with one exception for serious health risks to the mother, none for rape or incest. Republican Governor Kay Ivey is expected to sign it. The ACLU promises a lawsuit, and the bill's backers hope it goes all the way to the conservative majority Supreme Court. But what do these many recent restrictive bills mean medically? Julie Rovner is chief Washington correspondent for Kaiser Health News. And Julie, first, you were on a conference call with Planned Parenthood. There's a lot of confusion today across the country.
I think the concern is, and we're seeing this in lots of phone calls from women who are assuming that because these laws are passing, abortion is now illegal. And that is not the case. These laws are being challenged in court. They will obviously be expected to be blocked at the lower court levels. So for the moment, even though states are passing these laws are not going into effect and abortion is still legal.
And so let's look at the laws. Georgia has the so-called heartbeat law. It bans abortions after a doctor may hear a heartbeat, which is usually about 6 weeks, before a woman may know that she's pregnant. Georgia's bill also grants personhood to an embryo. The Alabama bill goes further than the 6-week heartbeat bill in Georgia and other states. The Alabama bill would bar doctors from performing any abortion, except if a woman's health is endangered, once an embryo is in utero. When does that happen, and how does the Alabama bill impact, let's say, abortion pills, the two pills that women can take by themselves after consulting with a doctor to end a very early pregnancy? How's that impacted?
Well, the Alabama law would definitely impact the abortion pill, which does disrupt an established pregnancy. What's not entirely clear is whether it would also disrupt some forms of birth control that can prevent a fertilized egg from implanting in the uterus and becoming an established pregnancy.
Well, let's talk about that. There's the so-called Plan B morning after emergency contraception pill. If a woman feels that the night before had activity that she wants to stop, it contains a hormone, it prevents or delays ovulation, interferes with the fertilization of an egg. That could be banned?
That could be banned under some of these laws. I mean, the Alabama law does say in utero, and this would be pre-in utero, but some of the personhood requirements will basically grant legal status to fertilized eggs, not just embryos already in utero. And that those could interfere with not just types of birth control, but also things like in vitro fertilization.
In vitro fertilization, trying to get pregnant.
That's right, because frequently you fertilize more eggs than are ultimately implanted into the woman, and sometimes the implant multiple eggs into the woman, then they don't all take. So there are big questions about other types of medical procedures that could get caught up in some of these abortion bans.
But State Rep. Terry Collins, the Republican who sponsored the Alabama bill, told the Washington Post it's not about birth control or the morning after pill.
That is what they say. It is not always clear that that is what these laws would do. The other big concern that doctors have is that doctors would be afraid to treat women who are having miscarriages because they're afraid they might get investigated and perhaps put in jail for something that was not an intended abortion, merely a lost pregnancy, which is very common.
Well, so doctors who perform abortions under the Alabama law could be charged with a felony. It's been criminalized. But what about, is a pharmacist criminalized if they provide a prescription for, let's say, an IUD?
The question about whether IUDs and other types of birth control might be included in part of this is still sort of TBD. It doesn't look like it under the Alabama bill, but it could be under the Georgia law. So it's hard to tell, but there is an effort when they talk about defining personhood for a fertilized egg that then you're going to start involving types of women basically trying not to get pregnant.
How would that work? I mean, would somebody be appointed to be the legal representative to an embryo?
Basically, yes. There would be, you know, the same way there are you know, legal representatives appointed for minors. One would presume there would be legal representatives appointed for what is now defined in that state's law as a person.
The bill's sponsor, again, Representative Collins, also says that women would not under any circumstances face jail time if they get an abortion. But you mentioned, you know, this uncertainty. Let's say a woman has a natural miscarriage. A doctor is rushing to aid her. Maybe the woman tried to end the pregnancy. The doctor doesn't know that. I mean, who decides what's criminal?
this is not just theoretical. We have already seen women put in jail in some states, a pregnant woman who fell down the stairs and lost her pregnancy, was investigated to see whether she had done it on purpose in order to induce her own abortion. The concern is that miscarriages will now be investigated by legal authorities to make sure they weren't abortions.
Well, Julie, we're going to have to end this here, but it's a conversation that will continue. Julie Rovner, Chief Washington Correspondent for Kaiser Health News, thank you.
Thank you.